Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for the last day in the trading week, it's the lady with the technical issues. It's Nicola Duke, the Duchess of the Chart. You're right, Nick.
Yeah, really good, thank you.
I thought maybe after 3 weeks yesterday we finally got it sorted, but today we've had some more technical issues, and I think someone's messing around with your computer just for a laugh, who you work with, just say, watch it now, this will wind it up.
That would be Yoda, and that wouldn't be good, yeah. That would not be good.
Okay, so the three stocks we're looking at today. First one is Edenville Energy, EDL is a ticker there. What's it looking like on the chart, Nick?
EDL, you know, it's had a nasty decline since January, but for the first time, signs of a bottom. We've got a nice looking potential double bottom at a really good support level at 618. At the very least, I think we should rally from here back to about 9.68, 9.7. The next resistance would be 106, but above that, I think we're on our next leg higher. So I think it looks good. I like it.
Yeah, God, it shot up. Was that? I can't see the date there, but it was, early. That massive spike up on that one day on the 12th of January, and it came back and it went higher again, and it's just grinding down a bit. It's consolidating a bit, isn't it? That's what's happening here.
Well, it is. It's really correcting the rally that began off the lows in September, you know, and the potential is that this decline that we've seen since January might just be the first leg in a two-leg decline. So that's why I've mentioned those two levels where we might potentially stall. They're 9.68 and 1.067. But I think if we get above 1.067, we could say that the correction's over and we're on our way of the next leg. But for now, short term, you know, we've got some good looking upside.
Marvellous. And the next stock is I'm a Metal Tiger. It's MTR. And as I look at the chart right now, the first thing that struck me is I like the 125 moving average and the 50-day moving average and the 125 are kissing.
Yeah. I like this chart. We had resistance, so we had a neckline for an inverted head and shoulder pattern. We had those lows, you know, if you look at 2016, the April low, the June low, that was they support becomes resistance, and then we made an inverted head and shoulders bottom. So the left hand shoulder was in November, the head was the December low, and then the February low was the right shoulder, and we're breaking out. That gives us a really good target from here of 5.03, which is pretty nice when you look at where we are now. This week, we've got back above, we've came back, retested the 200-day moving average, found support, and we're rallying off it. We are a little bit overbought, but we can stay overbought for some time. I like this one.
Okay, and the next stock, a bit of news out today, Talou Energy, T-L-O-U, and they've raised some money. There was 7 pence, just above 7 pence a share, yes, but they raised £3.1 million at 6 pence. So that's why you've seen the dip today. It's not a reflection of the fundamentals of the business, which I believe is good, and I'm a shareholder here. They're going to be supplying the first coal bed methane power plant in Botswana. And so what do you think, Nick? Or this breakout here, it's a bit of a technical thing, but...
Talou traders probably looking at this are really depressed, and they've drawn a trend line from June 2016 low.
That's what I've done.
And they go, oh my God, I've we've broken the trend line. The world is ending.
Yeah.
It's not. And not only that, but the third touches of trend lines are very often false breaks. And then if you see a pattern, if you can draw like a wedge or a triangle, if you see a false break, you very often see a real break the other side. So where we close today for the day and the week in Talao energy will be really important. Also, if you look at the decline from the September 2016 high to the January low, we've made a second leg. And that normally has a Fibonacci relationship to the first leg. So if our second leg from the February high is 0.618 of the first leg, that gives us our support level at 6.14. That's exactly where we are now today. So I expect to find support here. I expect a false break of that trend line. I think that if we can close above the initial issue price, which was at 6.5, and back above the trend line today and for the week, that will be a really good bullish trigger. And we would confirm a bottom if we got back above 7.17. And then I think Talao could rally nicely and will break the trend line then from the September 2016 highs, the upper trend line.
Lovely. And that's what, that is what, 13 pence, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I can't say that we will find a bottom here, but this is a very good low risk reward entry, because if we close back below 6, you know that you're wrong. Or if we close back below here for the week or below that 6 level, then you know you're wrong and you can get out. But I think if we can find support here, it's a really good low risk reward. While everybody else is going, oh, the world is ending, I think that there's a good low risk reward entry.
Yeah,
at least you know when you're wrong.
Well, also, placings like this, they've raised 3 million. This is only a 20 million market cap company, so it's quite a substantial raise. And when you get a lot of people, you know, putting in money at 6 pence, that also provides fundamental support, because, you know, no one's going to be selling below that, essentially, because people just put money in at that level. So there's always a very good level there, 6 pence, and obviously this get the spreads. You can't get it now in the market for 6 pence. It's a little bit higher. So yes, that, you know, on a technical level and a fundamental level, it's a very strong support. And in fact, I've got to say, I'm a shareholder, and I bought some more this morning in the open market on that dip, because I think fundamentally long term, huge potential this company. Thank you very much, Nicolas. If you can send me the charts there, I'll put them on the company pages and the blog there, voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.